USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Dorian expected to be a Cat 4 when it makes landfall. Right now, people in Florida boarding up and stocking up on supplies. Atlanta resident Brian Crabtree securing his boat, which is docked in Fort Lauderdale. He tells USA Radio News,
2 days ago, no water anywhere. It's already, the shelves are empty here in Fort Lauderdale because they're saying this storm could come into Miami and actually ride up the entire coast of Florida. I'm staying on a boat. I'm getting out of here on Saturday, but I've got someone else who's, I don't know, crazy enough to actually stay on my boat all weekend and ride this thing out. But, you know, it looks like this could be a real big mess, Miami to Fort Lauderdale, or it could go way up the coast. So everyone is, the best word for it right now, Robin, they're confused.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
It's something very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
President Trump cancels his trip to Poland and opts to stay in Washington, D.C. as Hurricane Dorian heads straight for the U.S. It appears Florida will take a direct hit. The president speaking at a space ceremony in the Rose Garden, he says Vice President Mike Pence will go to Poland in his place over the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Here's the president.
To ensure that all resources of the federal government are focused on the arriving storm, I have decided to send our Vice President Mike Pence to Poland this weekend in my place.
In other news, the Inspector General out with his report about former FBI Director James Comey. It finds he set a dangerous precedent at the FBI and broke rules, but he will not be prosecuted. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Republican lawmaker agrees with a decision made by the Department of Homeland Security regarding the border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia defended the Department of Homeland Security's decision to bar Democratic House staffers from visiting Customs and Border Protection facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Collins tells Fox News,
I think it sends a message to say, look, you want to come down here and do the role that you're supposed to be, and that is to learn, that is to find out how we fix this problem, not simply demagogue this problem. And I think there's a way that we can make sure that it is open, and we need to have oversight down there. But if you go down there to interrupt what is actually happening, when you become the distraction, when you become the problem, then that's over the line. And I think they took the steps at this point to say, we're not going to have this. We have a job to do. You're here to observe the job. Ask proper questions. Do what you need to do. But also don't try to interfere with what's going on here either.
The Commerce and Labor Departments released new reports on the state of the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The Commerce Department report on the GDP is another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of economic growth in the second quarter showing it grew at a rate of 2%. It was in line with what estimates had been before the numbers were out. It's down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%, and it's below the 3.1% that the economy grew during the first 3 months of the year. First-time unemployment claims were up by 4,000 last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.